Now kiss in the pokey wearing glass jeans.
Bad boy.
FMU with Ronnie Pearson and Hot Shot. Ah, we heard Jimmy Patton with Okie and the Pokey, Ronnie D with Action Pack, The Chateaus with Surf Fever, and Bobby Vern with Red Hot Car, which is Ben Vaughn's Red Hot Car right now is whisking Hazel Atkins our way. He'll be here about 5:30. And in the meantime, we're going to do the Fat Man, I guess. Button that hit.
Makes me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be. just can't stand it as a lying woman and a thieving man. Oh, don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be. I'll be with you till the cows come home, but mama, please don't let me catch you. Do me wrong, oh, don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because you make me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be. For you, you give me all your loving and I give you mine too, but don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me, because it makes me mad and I'll get evil as a man can be.
not yourself. These homely girls will put you on the shelf, pretty baby. Yes, you're looking good. Yeah, you better watch yourself, because these homely girls are wrecking this neighborhood. Pretty baby. Pretty baby. Yes, you're looking good.
Rodad, Hound here, WFMU in East Orange with Teresa Blake and I Quit My Knockin'. Don't know who she was, don't know where she went. Buddy Guy with Gully Holly. We heard Bo Diddley with Pretty Girl, Homely Girl. Larry Davis and the Texas Flood and Open Up with the Fat Man and Don't Lie to Me. He's also in that Yankee Stadium deal. That's me lighting a cigarette. It's Jerry Lee, Fats Domino, the Yankees, and Fireworks on the 3rd of July. I'm sure that'll end up as like a huge brawl in the Bronx. I'm sure it'll be lots of fun. Hazel Atkins is supposed to be on his way. Maybe he'll get here. Maybe he won't in the next half an hour. In the meantime, Buster Brown in one of the dumbest blues songs ever to hit the top 10.
Time ago when the people had this liquor and stuff, well, they take this liquor and they hide it anywhere. Hide it in the crib. Hide it on the crib. Hide it on the house. And some of them hide it in their chicken house. Ain't nobody going to look around there because they figured that somebody may think it was in there. And so some of the neighbors found out that this stuff was hid in the chicken house. And they went in there and they went in there and broke the lock on it and got it. And the old man come on, the man was making this stuff, making it. You know, we wonder who broke the lock. Children told him, I don't know. Who broke that lock in the house, though? I found out a while ago who broke it. Who broke that lock in the house, though? And that night, down at the saloon, the people playing it. Who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock? You know, though, in the law walking, I'll find out before I go, and it wasn't supposed to even happen. Who broke the lock? I broke the jug, whatever it was. He'll find out before you go. Who broke the lock? You know, probably, you know, don't
I don't know. Come in, I'll go. Before I go, broke the lock.
broke the lock from the in our car?
No, who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock
from the in our door?
I don't know, but I don't know.
Before I broke, who broke the lock from the in our door?
No, who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock
from the in our door?
I don't know,
but I don't know. Before I broke, who broke the lock from the in our door? I don't know. From the in our door. Before I broke, who broke the lock from the in our door? As the wind blows 48 feet, brown snake bit me on my knee. I turn around to see my best, my boots slipped in a hearty mess.
Now who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From the in our door. Before I go, who broke the lock from the in our door?
Now who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From the in our door. Before I go, who broke the lock from the in our door? So people say, please put a steal. I got one in my front seat. Yeah, that's it. You broke up now. See, God dang, need a water bill, man.
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From the in our door.
I don't know why now.
Before I go. Who broke the lock from the in our door?
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From the in our door.
I don't know why now.
Before I go. Who broke the lock from the in our door? I don't know. In our door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from the in our door?
No, who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who broke the lock from the in our door? I don't know. In our door. Where I go? Who broke the lock from the in our door?
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Drink a gin and you can't come in. Drink a gin and you can't come in. Take it in and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try to get. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Drink a gin and you can't come in. Drink a gin and you can't come in. I'm drinking gin and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try to get.
WFMU 91.1 in East Orange and Big Danny Oliver with Sapphire. Heard the Valiants with Frida Frida, Little Richard Keep a Knockin', Butch Cage, Who Broke the Lock, and Buster Brown with Fannie Mae. Coming into the final 20 minutes of the stretch here, we still no Hazel Atkins. This may end up like Letterman, where the person you've been waiting all the whole time for has about 30 seconds. We should hire some bald-headed fag to stand in the corner behind an organ and whine, too. Ah, what are we going to do here? I'm going to go to automatic pilot for a minute with James Brown, wherever he may be.
Maybe the
How's that?
Maybe the last time. come home. Cause I don't know, it might be the last time. Look around.
Gonna fade this. Here, we're gonna fade this out. We have with us here, finally, Hazel Atkins. Hello, Hazel. How are you?
Hello. How you making it? All right, I guess.
We're holding down the fort, waiting for you. So how did it go today in Philly? I heard you played on this, in the record store in downtown Philly and caused the big commotion.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, done well. Real good.
Let you go. And you're now embarking on some sort of North American tour. You'll be in Canada
this
week, opening for Public Image on Monday in Toronto, is that?
Yeah.
In Toronto. What do you think of Johnny Rotten?
Okay.
Have you ever heard his music or met him or anything?
I haven't met him. I've heard his music, yeah.
Yes, and no comment, huh?
No.
Well, and you played last night in Philadelphia, and then that was with the Ben Vaughn Combo.
Yeah, yes.
And how... So what's your that was the first time you played in Philly?
Yeah.
So what's your reaction to the city of Brotherly Love and Move Headquarters?
I like it pretty good because they really welcome me. Yeah, Philadelphia.
They got that hunching going, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And after Canada, you're playing in a Moose Hall Lodge. It's this week or next week in Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
28th.
The 28th of June. Excuse me?
An amusement park.
And then, an amusement park is the next day. And when is Maxwell's in Hoboken? The 27th of June. That's Maxwell's in Hoboken for all our listeners here. And you've been getting all this press and stuff. We noticed, what were some of the ones? Musician and Spin. And there's one in the Village Voice coming out next week. Have you been keeping up on this, reading your press and all?
Yeah, yeah.
Any comments on some of the things written?
Well, there's so many of them. I mean, back home and all
right.
Know, different states. That
you're on the front page of the newspaper in Virginia.
Charleston, is
that? Yeah, Charleston. Yeah. And they gave me almost a whole page. I mean,
yeah, we saw one in
color.
From Springfield, Missouri, where you were on the front page too.
Really?
Springfield.
Yeah, the last roundup had spotted you on the front page of the newspaper.
I ain't seen it. I heard about it. I ain't seen it.
Yeah, it was syndicated from USA Today.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is true. I have it. I'll get you a copy of it. So the view.
It's good to be back here in New Jersey. It is. If I can talk to you, it's good.
Yeah, so like did you guys come flying down the highway with your siren voice after Philly?
Yeah, some.
Pulling over the cars and whatnot?
Yeah, after we saw a state policeman quit.
Yeah, we understand you got a letter from the infamous Donio of the Donio Boogie fame.
Donahue, the head of state police back home. You know,
right, as a congratulatory note.
And, yeah, he wrote me a nice letter, he did.
So how does it feel now after all these years of recording in the house to...
Real good.
Suddenly get national attention.
Yeah.
Not to mention to be on the Radio Hound here. Even preempting James Brown, who may come down here and shoot us all if he should hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. What we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines here. And the area code is 201. The phone number is 266-7900. What we have to do is we have to get a pair of headphones for Haz so we can actually hear this thing. And we'll fix up the phone here. What channel are we in on the phone anyway? One, I guess. So that's 266-7900. Yeah, that works. And don't call 7901 because that line is out today. So 266-7900, area code 201. Talk to the Haz. We're going to set up with some headphones here. We should spin a record. I got something queued up here. Hold on. Oh, no, I don't. How do you like this for professionalism? Of course, somebody just called in on the 7901 number that we didn't want.
I don't know what we had queued up.
You're going to hear us cue a record live here.
Yeah, huh?
See, first you do it like this.
Yeah. And he's only got one arm.
And then you just kind of fade in like
that. Well, I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay, that's 201-266-7900. Talk to the Haz.
And I got his stuff. When I woke up, his body should have seen what I had in the bed with me. He jumped up out of the bed, pulled his hand down in the eye. Looked at me like a guy in Canada that commodity me. He said, whoop! Hey, oh, yeah. We got all alone. Thing was going just right. She jumped out of the car. She put her hand down her eyes. She looked at me like a nine box of them dollar jeans. She said, so this time went away up here. What we did, went away there, yeah. Got all along. They would sound like this. Oh, God. She said. So this tap went away off, yeah. Things were really getting gone. They was burning up. Sounded like this. She jumped out of the car, put her hand out of her eyes. And do you know what she tried to tell me? Do you know what she told me? She said,
yeah, Hound here on WFMU. This is a flagship of professionalism. We have Hazel Atkins here live in the studio. No phone calls for Haz yet. 266-7900, area code 2 on. Everybody's at the beach today listening on their portable radios, huh? Or what are we queuing up here? You want to play some of this live tape? This is from today, or is this from yesterday?
This is from two hours ago.
And let me find my cassette deck here. We're kind of right in the middle of this here, and we're gonna. Wow, that sounds much better. Yeah, we're right in the middle. We're just gonna like punch this in from 2 hours ago, and you can hear the Haz as it was in Philadelphia playing. He played in front of the record store or in the record store? On the sidewalk in front of the record store in the city of brotherly love. Meanwhile, if anybody wants to call in, it's 201-266-7900. I know everybody is outdoors today, but if you got a quarter, give a call. In the meantime, we got the,
You made me cry when you left me alone. Head on my wall, and I won't have to cry no more.
This is me back again, cause I need another head. So, honey, don't you be afraid. Cause I'm just gonna cut your head off. Don't you be afraid. You wouldn't stay at home. I wanna tell you, honey, I love you so.
This is WFMU. This is The Hound, and that was Hazel Atkins, recorded this afternoon in a record store in Philly. We have Haz sitting here right now. That sounds pretty wild. That's, where are we feeding back from? I'm not going to worry about it. We're just going to feed back. So that's, so you tell me about some TV appearances and stuff and filming going on.
Channel 9 TV and Channel 7 is coming home just, about a week and a half when I go back, something like that. Told me to call them, and they go film me and film my home, my alley, where I go out, you know, my car, everything.
Great, the head collection, everything.
Yeah.
You want to try? Let's get this call on the air. Let's see what this caller has to say. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Hound.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Bill calling from Staten Island.
Hi, you're on the air. You want to talk to Mr. Hazel Atkins, the king of the hunch?
Yeah, well, the Haz is my man. I just wanted to say hello, and I'll be talking to him tomorrow because we've got a big trip coming up.
Hello, how are you?
Are you
this
Bill?
This is Hayes, yeah.
Yeah, this is Bill Fies, Haz. We're heading up to Canada tomorrow.
Oh, are you the chauffeur for the
yeah,
worldwide hunch tour?
Sort of, kinda.
Gee, taking the hunch through, that's a noble cause. Are you getting paid a lot of money from this?
Nah, this is on the cuff, man.
This is not on Billy's Gold American Express card?
Nah, Billy just said, be cool, and it's in the bag.
And we're supposed to tell you you're not allowed to bring any contraband into Canada.
What's that?
No contraband, no illegal substances or underage women?
No, it's above the table deal.
Above the Table, that's right. We do. This is a Norton Records deal. This is not.
That's
this has
right.
nothing to do with payola or any of the sleazier side of the record industry.
No, no.
This is all done just for
rock and roll. You know how. Just done straight for rock and roll, that's all.
Oh, you're the guy who made up the Post headline cover.
Beg pardon?
Are you the guy with the Post headline cover?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the culprit.
Oh, okay, I know you.
Yeah, yeah. You. Yeah, we got the snake back here, too. The snake is hanging out somewhere.
The snake?
The snake, yeah. He's my 1-2 punch. Well, yeah, I had a good time last night down in Philly.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they were all down there last night.
I missed it. I had to work.
Yeah, so did I. I got home at 5 o'clock. Passed out. So what?
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Thank you a lot for calling.
Take care, Haz.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Okay, then.
Okay,
later,
we're going to try and get the next call on. Oh, do we have another call in yet? Or is it that one just... Up. Oh. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. So you're going to be on this the TV thing. We have the Canadian tour, A Date with PIL. And there's a new record coming out at any time soon?
Well, we'll be recording it.
Oh, you're recording live at Maxwell's?
No, a couple days before.
Oh, before the Maxwell show. And so you have some of these new songs that we heard last time you were on the show. And any other new surprises in store for us here?
About that scalping guy.
Yeah, I'm going to make some scalping songs, you know, because I talk to fellow scalps and people, and, you know.
You talk
he
to
give me the ideas to write some, so
you,
I wrote.
You talked to a fellow who scalped some people?
Yeah, five of them.
Is this back in five of them?
Yeah,
this
in Ohio.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet this fella?
He scalped Devo.
He scalped Devo.
I met him through another fella, and he got to tell me, you know, about his life and everything, what happened.
Do you trade, like your head collection for scalps at all, or are you going
to... No. I'm going to have to make some songs and then get some scalps.
Okay, let's take... It's almost time for Lori Estes' show. We're going to take one more phone call here, and then... Lori S. will be up soon. We'll play one last number from Haz, and that person left already, too. Nobody has patience. You have to, like, let it ring while we talk. Okay, what we're going to do is...
It's going again.
No, that... See, you can't call in on that 7901 number, because that's hooked into the computer, and if I pick it up, we're going to have our ears blown out. Try the 7900 number. In the meantime, Billy, hum a song while I cue a record. You guys want to hear another live cue? I'm really getting into this. This is really fun. That flagship of professionalism, WFMU in East Orange. Okay, it's 5:59 now. We're gonna play one more tune, and the Hound will be back next week at 3 o'clock with more of that hunch. Ben Vaughn Combo will be on live next week.
Yeah.
And that's the nearest in this area. The Irving Plaza gig tonight was canceled because the Irving Plaza went bankrupt last week. So Haz will be in the New York area at Maxwell's in Hoboken Friday the 27th, and we're taking a roll call. We expect you all to be there. I guarantee you one of the finest nights of entertainment you've ever seen in your life. And this is the Hound saying thank you, Haz.
Thank you, Hound.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Ben Vaughn, and your little entourage here. And we have all kinds of things going on here. And Lori S. will be up at 6.
Come on, pretty baby. Come on and do the hot things with me. Oh, come on, pretty baby. Come on and do the hot things with me. Come on, come on. Come on and do the hot things with me. Go where you walk. I like the way.
through the hot pain with you.